Mark chapter 7. Listening to God, which is a key part of practicing his presence, is not a method, but a walk with a person. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh, said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. The Bible reveals that throughout history, God has done great things with those who heard his voice. As the deaf mute of his chapter, and like a phone with dead batteries, the human being is strange to the voice of God and isolated from him. He is physically present but cannot enjoy verbal communications with its creator. This is how the human being is until God opens his ears. And then he not only listens, but his tongue is loosened, and he can then speak plainly. During many years of my life, I was too deaf to the voice of God. Until one day, God opened my ears, and I opened my heart to God. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone about the miracle they had witnessed, but they could not be silent. I can't gloss over the last verse of this chapter. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Verse 37. Today, I want to hear his voice and tell someone about him.